This is Twit.
But what we'll also see is a new feature that Google is testing that I secretly hinted at the top of the show. But this new feature might be a way to say goodbye to the watchword "Hey G" to trigger Assistant, at least for certain actions. Some Android 11 users saw a new setting appear in Assistant called Guacamole. There was the – see earlier, I had dinner, I had guacamole in my quesadilla. Though guacamole was non-functioning in the option, and what it said was quickly get things done with guacamole. It allows for skipping saying "Hey G" to do things like managing alarms, timers, and calls. So you just say stop, snooze, answer the call, decline the call, instead of having to do the watchword ahead of that. No word on when this will roll out to all phones and be fully functioning. And this is actually kind of the conversational stuff that the assistant already does with Google, on Google Home, where you can, you know, you can say stuff to Google Home and it knows that you're talking to it. Sometimes it doesn't know you're talking to it, but still. But you can, I'll tell you a fun assistant in the conversational mode, by the way, Jason, that you'll appreciate. As everyone knows, and I know some people don't like it when we talk about it, but I've got kids. And my son has been going through a Cookie Monster phase, and so we play the song "C is for Cookie." And the version on YouTube Music has Cookie Monster talking, saying, "I wonder what words start with C. Cookie starts with C," and then he starts singing it. And so I would say, "Hey G, play 'C is for Cookie,'" and it would play that preamble. And I would keep, because the song hasn't started, I would keep my son engaged, and I go, "What words start with C?" Like I'm repeating Cookie Monster and asking him, and then Google pauses the music and goes, "Some words that start with C are," and starts listing words. Yeah. And I'm like, "No, I didn't say the watchword. I asked the question, listening. And it was still in the phase of." So it's funny how that works. But the idea of rolling this out for your phone and in a way that is very functional is interesting, but also could be chaotic for those reasons, because if you're holding your phone and you tell someone to stop something, is it going to stop playing the music? You know, like, how does it know you're talking to it about it? That's my question. So I think,
yeah, I mean, I know that with my Google Home, we use it all the time, especially in the kitchen for cooking, right? Set timer for 5 minutes and then the timer goes off. I've got myself in the habit. It took a long time, but I've got myself in the habit of not saying, "Hey G, stop the timer." I just say stop and it stops. And it seems to work really well, actually, with the timer. I don't know how that would work with like music controls, because I don't know that they have that without a wake word on the Google Home necessarily. Like, I don't think you could just spark out, like, skip to the next track without the "Hey G" on the Google Home. I don't think that would work.
Right.
But definitely, but when you're talking about an alarm, like, that device is in a specific state at that moment. There is an alarm playing. It's like, it's played the alarm sequence, and now it's there. And so it knows it's there, so therefore it's now listening for just that word. I think, I'm assuming that's how it works. And to that end, I don't see why it wouldn't work just as easily on a phone for that. But how you do that same type of thing with music, I don't know, because an alarm is a very specific momentary thing that, okay, there's an alarm going off, I need to turn it off. Music is like this ongoing thing that is, you know, maybe it's always in the background and everything. So is it always listening? That would be chaotic, or that definitely has the potential to be pretty chaotic. So I don't know how that's going to work.
We'll find out if they ever roll it out. That's for sure. So
are they going to actually call it guacamole, or is that
that's got to be an internal name. That's got, right? You can't, I mean, yeah, that's going to confuse normal users. So,
it's a little weird.